Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Yeah. G'day. Naughty after nine. Okay, here's the thing. We're going to be talking about cars and sex pretty soon.
Cars and sex, Tom.
I just think it's a big no-no.
Now, this is the idea that you put up on the board that I thought, oh, we'll let Tom put it up there, but we won't actually do it.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I just think...
Let's say what you really think.
No, I just think it's shit. I think it's really shit. But what we are going to talk about, Tom, is bum hair.
Huh?
Is bum hair.
Yes, please.
Managing bum hair. Now, last week on the show, to give you a bit of a recap, last week we explored the world of bum hair. I said that my girlfriend wasn't in love with the hair on the backside, and we investigated the many ways in which you can manage it. We heard some options. I came to the conclusion that...
You poo-pooed it.
I poo-pooed it, ironically. I said, all that stuff, too hairy. Too hairy, too hard to deal with. And I said, you know what? Forget about it. I'm just going to leave it. I'm going to love my body, love my hair. Something's changed. Something's changed this week. That was a funny noise, wasn't it? Something's changed, and it's now back on the cards, very much so.
There's been movements in the bum hair.
Big bum hair movement.
Oh, my God.
Windy day.
We'll find out next. This is Baby Animals, Rush You. Tom and Ollie. Triple M. From 1991, Rush You, Baby Animals, still more great music to come, Fuel Kiss, and new Gang of Youths as well, the new one from then called The Heart is a Muscle, of course, the award-winning Gang of Youths. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Harry award-winning.
Now, to catch you up on what happened last week, I did explore the world of hair removal after my girlfriend wasn't too pleased with the amount of hair there, and... we explored a number of options, and look, this will catch you up on the main options we heard of. My girlfriend has leveled with me that there is a body part of mine that she's not in love, she's not enamoured. Do you like my bottom? And do you like the fact that, you know, there is a bit of hair?
There's a disproportionate amount of hair there.
133353, what are Ollie's options here?
I reckon you should use Veet.
The hair removal cream.
Oh.
Yes. So you spray it on, you wipe it off.
Whatever you do, don't shave it, don't beat it.
Good.
It will grow back the same.
Okay.
Avoid clippering it or you'll might injure yourself.
Oh, yeah.
But laser, definitely. What happens is when you get laser, the hair will grow back and then that follicle actually falls out in the shower a few weeks later. You have no hair there again.
Right.
And then you'll go back for another session and then you'll have a few sessions.
Do you work for a laser clinic, mate? You're really selling it.
No, I don't. I'm just a hairy person.
Oh, yeah, okay. So there you go. Lots of options out there. And that was Lynn Lee who was suggesting that laser was the best option. I mean, I then investigated a bit and, you know, Bell, our producer, helped out and we sort of followed some leads. But laser's a long option.
It's a lengthy process.
It's very lengthy.
Like the hair.
Yes, Tom. too lengthy, in fact.
Yep.
And so I decided it's not worth it. It was going to take months and months of scheduled appointments and going back and forth. And I thought, you know what? All that's not worth it.
No. Nah.
Until I heard... On last Thursday's show, so our last show last week, we heard a call from
Blair,
who had some interesting advice when it came to, well, let's be honest, rimming was the discussion, Tom. And so I'm going to be careful with the words I use here, but all I'm doing is bringing these two topics together into the one space. I'm talking bottom hair, and I'm talking what Blair talks about here with her husband. Let's just hear what Blair had to say.
My husband absolutely loves it. So all these single guys or straight guys, they love it. They really, really do. So, yeah, just to let you know that he loves it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And giving or receiving? Both?
A bit of both. Bit of both, yes. I'm not the biggest fan of doing it, but I know that he appreciates it and enjoys it. So I'm like, hey, as a wife, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And, yeah.
Blair, is hair a problem for you with him?
No, he's not hairy. If he was, I probably would say you better bloody wax or else. But otherwise, no, he's actually pretty good.
So there you have it. That is Blair talking up her experience with her husband who They don't mind getting a bit of that action down there.
Hang on, what's going on here?
And look, as a bit of a backstory, you know,
how'd it
as
go?
I said, my girlfriend doesn't love the hair on my body, and it's definitely not an incentive to go to that region.
Yep.
And so, you know, the official word from my girlfriend on this topic is no comment. But you can read between the hairy lines, Tom, what's going on here. And all I can do as a man is put my best foot forward and go, well, look, I'm making some efforts over here in my hairy corner and I'm trying to remove the hair to give you the best chance to do whatever it is that you would like to. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, what you're hearing is someone who hasn't been given the official or clear to discuss this on the radio. And so is having to mold my way through it without being too discreet. But let's not jump the gun. Let's not count our eggs before they hatch.
Let's not get a hole in one too soon.
Let's not get carried away. That's right, Tom. So let's just wind it back and go, getting rid of the hair is back on the table. I want to know how to do it in the best, most efficient way.
Getting rid of the hair is back on the table.
And for all men involved...
But hang on, and the reason is because...
Well, you heard the phone call from Blair and what Blair was saying about her partner. There is gains to be had if you can say, look at this backside, isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think that my bottom is complete? Like in The Little Mermaid.
Never... Who was a wet, slimy creature herself?
Who didn't mind a bit of downstairs action?
Whoa, is this wet?
Oh, I don't know. Ursula, funny name.
Those tentacles.
Men and women who are hearing this and are intrigued, rest assured, I have secured a hair removal expert up next. Isn't that right, Belle? With your help, Belle, we have secured a professional who is going to detail exactly what the best way forward is, and I imagine this expert will give me the green light as to where I should be going. And you would have to assume she'd be endorsing my message that if you do it, you've got a better chance of getting a bit of... that stuff we were talking about before.
You can be part of that world, as the Little Mermaid would sing herself. Stick around. Hair removal expert up next. This is Shimmer Fuel, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Shimmer. Fuel. Oh, boy. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. And I think
where there's fuel, there's fire, Tom.
Well, let me...
And that's why they always say,
hang on,
clear out the fuel before summer comes, because things get a bit hot.
Ugh. A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's. Oh. After nine.
Talking hairy ass cracks, by the way. Now that we've got that content warning out there and into your ears, so you can hear this without being shocked. Yes, some people have hairy parts of their body. They try and remove their hair. A lot of men don't bother. Most men would say, that's part of being a man. And I understand that. And Tom, you appreciate that.
Yeah.
You love a hairy man.
Totally.
But
hirsute.
Like you love a hirsute man. You don't like a clean cut cyclist style man, do you?
Ugh. I'm sorry if you're a cyclist and I just vomited at you.
I mean, they've got their own reasons. They're doing it to be faster. I mean, that makes sense. But I don't want the hair down there.
Yeah, because you also want it to be faster. You want it to be friction free.
Wow.
You want it to be a smooth sail, so to speak.
Well, here's the thing. There's a whole lot of traps to avoid, I think, with hair removal. I mean, we all know that shaving bloody painful because it grows back and it cuts you like a knife. So I am on board in terms of getting my hair removed from my backside. My motivations aren't clean. My motivations are driven by certain desires in the bedroom. If you've missed those before, you might get to hear them again. I'll try and allude to them, but I can't be too clear.
Well, we've set a content warning and, you know, it's a thing. It's a rim job that you would like.
I was trying to avoid being that blunt about it.
Well, we'll say it once and we won't say it again.
Okay, so that is partly the motivation.
That's 100% of the motivation. That's why you've got Holly Hayes on the phone, training coordinator for Karen Lab Australia. You talk hair removal all around the world, don't you, Holly?
That's right. So we do specialise in male waxing, so what would you like to know?
Do you, Holly? Okay, so you're saying male waxing is your specialty.
It is on the rise, yes.
Does that mean that waxing is, in your opinion, the way to go?
I think it's the way to go. Obviously, IPL as well, because it's...
What's
more
IPL,
permanent.
Sorry?
So laser hair removal.
Oh, yeah.
That's IPL, not
so that's
Indian Premier League.
Hair reduction.
Yeah, okay. So laser is on the rise as well. I know that. But you think, in terms of all the options, you know, there's shaving, there's waxing, there's Veet liquids or what are they called?
Hair removal cream.
What's the best option?
Well, definitely not hair removal cream, because I have been told that if you leave it on for even 1 minute longer, you actually have a burn in the area. So when we were talking about friction with shaving, hair removal cream is right up there as well.
Okay.
But with waxing, obviously, might be a little bit more painful out of the option.
Brilliant.
But so we can inflict pain on people, which is fun as well.
Yeah.
But you'll definitely be smoother for longer if you use the right product.
Okay.
Oh, there you go, Ollie.
And what about, I've heard rumblings of electrolysis.
Oh, yes. I don't think you'd want to do that on that region.
Okay.
That's removing, that is penetrating one hair follicle at a time. So depending on how hairy you are.
Oh, you'd be there for a while.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, and so you specialise in male waxing, and it sounds like this is where you're suggesting I go.
Yes.
Is it just like the ladies with, you know, hot wax, just, you know, one big strip?
Some people do it like that, but we have a technique that would make you feel very comfortable.
Good. Is my comfort your number one priority?
Absolutely.
I ask, I mean, there's a few ins and outs here, pardon the pun, and of course we have done a content warning, but purely just, I've got the question, do you literally apply hot wax onto the sphincter?
Yes.
And then you put a strip on there, it hardens, you pull that off.
You pull it off, yep. You want to make sure you're in safe hands when you've got someone with hot wax.
It's a very sensitive area down there.
Yes, it can. So that's why it's really important that the right products are used, because I have heard horror stories. Heard stories of skin being ripped off, blood. So you want to make sure that you definitely go to someone who knows what they're doing.
Okay. Well, look, Holly, I mean, my motivations are, you know, they are what they are. It doesn't matter. I'm interested and I'm keen because I also would just like the long-term benefit of being a bit less hairy there because...
So have you ever tried, what forms of hair removal have you tried?
On my backside, I only shaved once in year 10 and I regretted it immediately.
Okay.
Like every 16-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Okay, and are we talking just the backside? Like, are we talking the cheeks as well? Like, I don't know how hairy you are.
I think, the cheeks and you know.
Cheeks as well.
You know.
But you've got hairy legs, Ollie. It's just going to be like you've got
where do we stop?
A pair of skin-coloured briefs on.
You're the professional, Ollie. Where do I stop?
Sometimes we don't know where to stop. Like, we can make it look like you're just wearing little shorts.
Oh, my God.
Can I ask you, Holly, for a man, and when there's hair in the crack, is it there for a reason? And am I doing a disservice to myself by getting rid of it?
No, you should definitely get rid of it. Every guy that gets rid of it, they will keep coming back and they'll never go back to growing hair there again. More comfortable.
Tom, I might have turned you, Tom. Have I turned you to a hairless man?
Matt, I've turned before. I'm not turning again. I can tell you that.
Holly, can you do it for me? Can you organise someone to do it for me?
Yeah, we can. When do you want to do it? We'll book you in.
Oh, God. Wow. Am I ready? Yeah.
This Wednesday.
This week. I'll do it.
Yep. All right. Let's tee it up.
Are you across the country? You guys?
Yeah, well, I'm based in Melbourne at the moment.
Yep. Okay. All right. So thank you, Holly. Quick
I feel
plug.
Like there's more.
Karen Ladd.
I've actually sold this to you, that you're going to let someone put hot wax on that region.
Okay. Let me just ask one question. I mean, is it going to really, how much is it going to hurt?
Out of 10, maybe an 8 in some bits.
For like 10 seconds or for a
day? Yeah, it's it'd only be pain when it's ripping and that's it. And then it's going to feel smooth and amazing and back to normal within like 2 hours.
Back to a baby's bum. Okay. Awesome.
All right.
Yep.
Holly, can't wait. Thank you, Holly.
Thank you very much. From training coordinator for Karen Lab Australia.
Wow. Tommy, jealous? You're a hairy man too.
Absolutely not.
Like absolutely getting not. A bit of, you know, caught in the crosshairs if you're doing a bit of a number two maybe or?
There's more in this.
Yeah. There's more in that.
Stick around. This is Kiss. Rock and roll all night. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Rock and roll all night. Kiss. You're on Triple M with Tom and Ollie.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Wow. Yeah, baby. Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Getting a big thumbs up from Belle, Tom, our producer. And God bless her. She's just had to witness a few inspections going on here in the studio. Just a bit of a bro test of, you know, what do you reckon?
Who's more hairy?
Yeah, pretty hairy. So, look, it's justified in me. I've just locked in with Holly from Karen Lab. She is going to wax the backside, the back Someone said on Facebook, do the whole back sack and crack thing.
No.
And I haven't responded. I'm sorry. Yep. But the sack I'm not concerned with. My back I'm not concerned with. It is just the crack.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. So, Belle, what are we talking? Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Wax day.
Did Holly say anything to you like that she didn't say to me? Like he's going to really, he's going to struggle. Or is she quite positive?
No, she's absolutely positive. We're all positive out here.
Yeah, you guys are keen?
Yeah. I think you'll really like it.
Are you sick of the hairy bum as well?
Okay, I don't know about your bum, so. Okay.
Well, you're all very keen, though, so it's just, you're investing, which is nice to hear. But you haven't got an opinion on it.
Sorry, my boyfriend just said, have you told Ollie what I said when I waxed once?
Oh, what's Seth, the Trump supporter,
I've
saying?
I've texted him back saying what happened. We'll find out. Look, I think you're going to regret it because what happens with hair in the backside?
Mm-hmm.
It creates kind of a layer so that your the cheeks aren't sticking together.
I thought that, but Holly said that's not a thing.
You get sweaty. Lots of rubbing.
Yeah. Yeah, but Holly's saying that the men who do it then go back and get it done again.
Chafe.
Do you think chafing's an issue?
Well, you're going to be ripping bits of skin off, probably. Maybe not, chunks.
I'm already having second thoughts. I'm already worried.
Well, you can't. You're locked in.
Belle, can you
answer me? And we're now that radio show as well. I don't know if you've realised this, but we're now that radio show that's doing waxing on air.
Waxing is... Well, it's not on air.
Yeah, it is.
Hang on.
Am I going,
going somewhere during the day or is she coming to us?
They're coming to the show, surely.
No.
Get on the mic.
We're not... Okay, let's organise it. We can organise it for nighttime.
No, and they're not live.
Yeah, definitely. They have to come in here.
He wants to be that show. You're like, oh, now we're that show.
Well, we have to be the show. We can't not be the show that does the waxing on the air.
No, we'll be the mature show where I come in the evening and go, I've had a wax.
What a boring piece of content. Why are we doing it then?
Well,
everyone wants to hear it.
I'm
going to click on it. Even though I've seen this happen numerous times from other radio shows around the country, I will still click on that and go, yes, I will watch someone's
Holly
ass being
waxed. Holly is not running a hair removal circus, a traveling circus to come in and bring in...
Well, we'll take the mics there and we'll record it and then play it back.
That is my private crack that I'm waxing.
But it'll be way better live. And I'll definitely be Facebook Living your reaction.
Well, we're that show now.
Oh, God.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Triple M. Would love a new water from Belle, but refuses to fill up my glass. It is a tiny glass. I get that, Belle, but I'm thirsty. So chop. Done. Finished.
Such a small glass. You'd think there'd be a bigger glass in there. Where are you going? What are you doing?
Nowhere, Tom. I'm here. Ready to go. Do the show.
Mate, you're thrown because you're about to get your bum waxed on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous, but I'm excited because there are promises that have been implicitly made in my household with my partner that if it is hairier...
You'll get an RJ.
Sorry, if it's hairless, there will be...
An RJ.
Extra attention paid to that area for the first time, might I add.
I think this is the stupidest thing you've done to your body.
What?
I think it's going to be the stupidest thing you've done to your body. And up next, I'm going to tell you a story of a man who did the stupidest thing to his body. Want to hear it?
Will I?
It's insane. All I can say is it does involve a Lynx can.
A Lynx can?
Yeah.
And you're saying it's a friend of yours, eh, Tom? We all know what that means.
I heard about it last night.
Yeah, sure you did.
To get us there, brand new Gang of Youths, ARIA award winning, of course. The heart is a muscle. Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Gang of Youths, the heart is a muscle. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Good song. Not a bad song, actually. Don't mind it.
It's not just music. It's poetry.
You're on Triple M, and we are, of course, doing... Sorry, Tom, to jump in. I just didn't want to hear ARIA award winning one more time. So it is Naughty After 9.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Look, I know that we're going
to
get over...
You were so ready to come in with some over-the-top back announce of,
Shut up.
The heart of the muscle.
Shut up.
Gang of Youths.
Shut up.
Shut your mouth.
I'm already going to add something else to this break, and it doesn't need to be this messy, okay? We're going to get over your ass waxing very soon. It's going to happen on Wednesday so that you can get an RJ at home. But my boyfriend, he said, have you told Ollie what I said when I waxed his ass once?
Yes.
He said it did hurt, but the arse wasn't near as bad as you would think. The taint was way worse.
The taint?
Yeah.
Well, it looks red.
He said, and yeah, I felt like I had a swass all the time. And I said, swass? Question mark. He said, sweaty ass crack. So you got a swass the whole time, which isn't going to be fun. I think it's the stupidest thing you've done to your body, Ollie. And on 133353, please contribute with the stupidest thing you've done to your body. Last night at the pub, a man came up to me and said, hey, love the show. And I went, thank you. No, I made all that up. He didn't do that. There's a guy there that I know. And he was talking to me about the stupidest thing he's done to his body. Because we did bring up the fact that we do a, effed up sex stuff on the show.
Yeah, okay.
He said that when he was younger, he wanted downstairs to smell good. Mm. He wanted it to smell good. And I think we've all been through, as teenagers, you've got the Lynx Africa, you get a bit excited, and you also go, oh, what happens? You know, you're 12 and you're like, what happens if I get a blowjob tonight? What? You know, I want it to smell good. And so, you know, you might put some aftershave or spray the Lynx Africa right onto your crutch. And you know that that's a bad idea.
You're saying you might do that. You've done that.
It's all banter.
I haven't done it.
It's hypothetical.
I haven't done it. And you've on before on this show, you've said you've done it.
Whatever. Some of us have done it, some of us haven't. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What he did, though, was go one step further.
Did he put a lighter in front of the deodorant and then spray it on his crotch?
No, that's insane. That's ridiculous.
Okay.
I think he did something more insane. He got his penis, opened the urethra.
Opened the hole.
And sprayed the Lynx into that part.
That is definitely stupid.
What are you thinking? What are you done with? I'm done with that. What are you thinking? Why is he doing this?
Stingy, ouchy, like, damaging.
Yeah, it hurt. It hurt a lot. I'm like, yeah, it hurt a lot.
How old was he?
Young.
Not an adult.
I don't have a lot of details.
When you asked what's the stupidest thing you've done to your body, I was like, how bad can it be? How stupid can it be? But you've impressed me.
Yeah.
Because that is stupid.
It's insane. It's insane. People do stupid shit to
That's
their
like
body.
Saying I punch myself in the face.
Surely someone's probably done it.
Punch myself in the face. Yeah.
133353. What is the stupidest thing you've done to your body? Can you beat that? Spraying Lynx. Into the hole of his penis.
It's just a real cock up. It's a, you know, I mean, I've had a similar sting from you.
Mate, I gave him a spray afterwards.
Africa spray. I've used the shampoo as a lubricant in the shower. Right?
That's so stupid.
Solo session.
Yeah.
Similar effect. Yeah. You know, some of it seeped into the inner urethra and it stung. You know, you get stung, you learn your lesson.
Literally. 133353, what's the stupidest thing you've done to your body? Doesn't need to be naughty related.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, it'd be good though.
Let us learn from your mistakes and your stupidity.
This is Pink Floyd, Run Like Hell. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions, and it's Naughty After Nine. It's Run Like Hell, Pink Floyd. I'd be running like hell if that hot wax was coming towards my rear end, Ollie.
Thank you, voiceover guy, Tom, and thanks for your advice.
It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
I just pretended like I was going to talk, and then I pointed at Tom, and then he freaked out. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, good little bit.
Good fun for everyone.
Yeah, Ollie, you know what? I want you to do one thing. You gotta live.
Okay.
So I was speaking to a guy at the pub last night. He told me that he did the stupidest thing to his body. He got a Lynx Africa and sprayed it into the eye of his penis.
Sprayed deodorant into the eye of his penis. It's pretty full on, Tom.
Yep. It's the stupidest thing he's done to his body. And 133353, I want yours.
What I will say is that it's very interesting, pointing at you. Over to you.
Okay. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How we going?
Good, mate. What's the stupidest thing you've done to your body?
So on the topic of hair removal, I actually put hair removal cream on my ball sack.
Yep.
Oh.
And yeah, that didn't work out very well for me.
Well, we just heard from an expert, Holly, that if you leave it on too long, you can burn the skin.
Yeah, I wish I'd listened to that before I did today.
So you just had a burning ball sack?
Yeah, so for about 2 days, it was the size of a plum. So, a bit uncomfortable.
Is it a cream? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that V cream those guys are talking about.
Yeah, doesn't it give very clear instructions about how long to leave it on for?
It did, and I tried to follow them, but it didn't say anything about sort of sensitive areas, so I thought I might be all right, sort of 50-50 risk it, but no, I didn't get the biscuit in that case.
Yeah, I guess a ball sack's different to a leg.
True.
Yep. And you learn that now, don't you, John?
I do now, yep.
Great all balls right. of fire indeed.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking of you and your ball sack.
What? Hey, Adam.
How's it going, guys?
What's the silliest thing you've done to your body, or stupidest?
Well, it's definitely the stupidest. I've never actually told anybody this before. You guys are the first, and especially on air. Too.
Virgin okay, News. Brilliant. Excellent, Adam.
Go for it, Adam.
So when I was about 14, sort of just experimenting and stuff, get the old vacuum cleaner out. Do the thing, vacuum on, everything's good, and then finish off, pull it off, and it's like swollen up like massive.
Oh.
And so, I freaked out, but I didn't tell anyone. I didn't tell a soul.
Oh,
it was like 2 weeks. It was huge, Adam. And I was just like, "Yeah, nah." And eventually, it went down. But
Was it painful?
No, it wasn't.
I've always wondered.
It went really red and just swelled right up.
Okay, so it didn't look good, but so it does. You did enjoy it. It felt good.
Yes.
And it's just sucking down hard on your penis.
Yep.
You didn't create...
Not so much on the knob, it was the foreskin.
Oh.
It like made that, like, it's because it was pulling on it so much, I guess.
Like those flags out. That show which way the wind's blowing.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a wizard sleeve. So you created a seal with the vacuum. You weren't just...
Yep.
You created a full seal...
Down to the base of your
down to the base.
Body.
Not all the way down, just halfway.
Well, you've got a big penis.
Yeah, well, it fit in small, but then it got stuck in there sort of.
Once it was swollen and enlarged, must have created a seal.
Oh, man.
Like, turned it off, squeezed it out. And,
Adam.
Yeah, the rest is history, mate.
Yeah, good on you.
Adam from Werribee, okay.
Well, that really sucks.
Yeah, that stinks.
Oh.
All right, what's here from Jess?
It stinks. At least it was clean.
Yeah.
Hey, Jess.
How you going?
Good. What's the silliest thing you've done to your body?
Well, this is just one of the many silly things I've done, but this one takes the cake for me. I'm not a biggest fan of drinking alcohol. I have a pretty weak stomach, so I thought with my partner for his birthday, he wanted to get drunk, and I thought it would be a wise idea, as I've done with previous things, to put some alcohol in my bottom.
Oh, yeah,
You did some alcohol in the bottom?
Yeah, so it sometimes works for other things, you know.
Yeah, how'd you do it?
Suppositories and such.
Yeah.
A little plastic pipette that I use to fill up the vaporizer pen with.
No.
A clean one, of course.
Yeah.
Main issue being that on entry, I had scratched my bottom on the way in, and the vodka, only 3 mils, went straight into my bloodstream and gave me alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, it's really, really dangerous. You should not do that.
Can you give me an idea
of
the quantity?
I ended up having to go to the doctor because I thought I was dying. Yeah. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I had to have a look up my bottom and see what was wrong because I was pooing blood for 3 days.
How much vodka caused that?
3 mils.
3 mils.
Three mils and a shot is 30 mils.
Well, see, that...
I know, right?
That's the thing.
3 mils, straight in the bloodstream. And the doctor said it doesn't get...
processed like it does when you...
Through your liver and through your bowels. It's just straight in your blood. So it's pretty much, 100% alcohol.
So you were sick instantly.
I went to bed. It was probably about 4 a.m. and woke up at 8 like I'd been on a bender for 24 hours and thought that the world was falling on top of me.
Yeah, it's really not a good idea.
I think I'd rather vomit than do that again. The queasy stomach pains.
Yeah. It explains why alcohol is called a poison, because if you put it in the wrong spot, it's actually poisoning you. Tom, you're having a month off, so no more of that for you. No more suppositories of vodka in the bottom, which we know you love with your hairy ass. But you're a clean man from now on.
What?
Not hair-wise, but you're clean and going no alcohol.
Yeah, that's right, no alcohol. For 27 days.
Do you want to do a join me kind of thing, or are you done with that?
Join me.
No, thanks.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
See you then. Bye-bye.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Tom and Ollie.